Ottawa. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Wayne Gretzky and Pierre-Carl Pelladeau are among those who will offer eulogies at the state funeral for former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney on March 23. The funeral is scheduled to happen at Montreal's Notre-Dame Basilica, led by the Archbishop of Montreal and the Basilica's rector. Mulroney's daughter Caroline, an Ontario cabinet minister, will also give a eulogy, along with former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker and former Quebec Premier Jean Charest. Only invited guests will be allowed inside the basilica, but the event will be broadcast live at 11 a.m. It will be followed by a 19-gun salute at the Old Port of Montreal. The family will hold a private burial in Montreal. Federal government officials say there will be road closures and a significant police presence around the funeral events in Ottawa and Montreal. Mulroney died at a hospital in Florida on February 29 after a recent fall at his home in Palm Beach. Tributes are expected to begin Monday when members of Parliament return to the House of Commons after a two-week break. Mulroney's casket is set to arrive in Ottawa on Tuesday morning, where it will lie in state for 2 days at the Sir John A. Macdonald Building across the street from Parliament Hill. The Mulroney family will be greeted by dignitaries, beginning with Governor-General Mary Simon and Trudeau, at 10 a.m. Members of the public will be able to visit from 12:30 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday and from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday. The casket will then be moved to Montreal's St. Patrick's Basilica. Public visitation is scheduled for 12 to 6 p.m. on Thursday and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday. There will be security screening at both locations. Mulroney's casket will be moved to Notre Dame Basilica the morning of the funeral, accompanied by an RCMP-mounted escort and pallbearers, a Canadian Armed Forces Honor Guard and the Royal Canadian Air Force Band. Mulroney was Prime Minister for 9 years between 1984 and 1993 and led the Progressive Conservative Party of Canada. He is remembered for leading the government that introduced the GST, as well as for his work to secure free trade deals with the United States and for his environmentalism. Mulroney led a global treaty to protect the ozone layer and signed a deal with the U.S. to reduce acid rain causing pollution. He was also instrumental in pushing other Commonwealth countries to call for an end to apartheid in South Africa. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 15, 2024. The Canadian Press.